Actor Henry Winkler played the Fonz in the 1970s sitcom Happy Days, which was set in southeastern Wisconsin. He says he's pleased that a bronze statue of his character may get a very prominent location in downtown Milwaukee. He says it helps erase bad memories of his parents being upset with his dreams of acting.
You're 7 years old. You don't think you're ever going to make it. People tell you that you're stupid, you're lazy, you're not living up to your potential. And then all of a sudden, flash forward, they want to erect a statue in your honorary city. It's one of the great compliments of my life.
The tourism promotion agency Visit Milwaukee is helping spearhead the statue effort. Spokesman Dave Fantle says several locations on the walkway along the Milwaukee River want the artwork. He says it will help bring people to the area.
And the idea is to create more walkability, more people circulating through the downtown and using the Riverwalk more.
Fantle says the siting committee will have a final recommendation within a couple months. A downtown plan could run into opposition from some Milwaukee art dealers and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, who have expressed concerns about a leather jacket-wearing 1950s TV character becoming a bronzed symbol of the city. Barrett recently said that unlike downtown television character statues in Chicago and Minneapolis, Fonzie belongs in a city neighborhood.
I've heard the comment that for the Mary Tyler Moore character and for the Bob Newhart, they were downtown characters. Fonzie was not a downtown character. He was a character, but he wasn't a downtown character.
Local officials hope to resolve any siting dispute in time to unveil the statue during the Harley-Davidson anniversary party this summer, even though Henry Winkler says he's only been on a motorcycle twice. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.